My dear brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I hear these words of the gospel, and even in the best of times, I choke on them. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Even in good times, we have the daily grind. We have the burdens of life that don't feel so light. And if you haven't noticed, the past 4 months are not good times. So how do we take this bold statement of Jesus that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and how do we reconcile that with our own experience of life? I think what we have to notice is that we leap to those two words, easy, light. But we don't pay as close attention to what comes immediately beforehand. You know, all of our Blessed Savior's life and teachings are meant to be lessons for us. But right here, he spells it out plainly. He says, learn from me. Learn from me. He's highlighting. All right, and what are we to learn? For I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Ah, you and I go to the goal, easy, light. But we don't pay attention to the lesson which leads to that goal. Learn from me. Meek and humble. You want to get to easy and light, you have to pass through meek and humble. And that's where you and I stumble. What does it mean to be meek and humble? Well, our first reading spoke about our Savior coming to us. Think about it. The Son of God descends from heaven to earth. Is born as a baby in a stable. Almighty God, this is humility. As the opening prayer for Mass said, the abasement of Christ. He comes from the heights of heaven, and he comes down into the messiness of our world. This is humility. And the first reading also speaks about how the Savior will come meek into the city of Jerusalem. We think of Christ entering into the holy city to begin his passion. We think about Christ bound before Pontius Pilate, scourged, crowned with thorns, slapped and insulted, mocked. The meekness of our Savior. So then, what do our lives look like? Could we say that our lives are characterized by a Christ-like humility and meekness? Let's start with a question. Do you remember the last time you were wrong? Troubling question, that, isn't it? Have to sift through some cobwebs in the brain. Do I remember the last time I was wrong? Well, here's the good news, whichever way that you answer that question. If you do remember the last time you're wrong, then congratulations, you might be wrong again sometime soon. So be humble. If you don't remember the last time you were wrong, congratulations, you've now discovered your hidden fault. Because I assure you, we've all been wrong much more recently than we remember. And it's only by acknowledging our failures that we can begin to look around this broken world with Christ-like eyes. Pride likes to set myself up on a pedestal and look down on everyone else. Pride insists on doing things my way, on my timeline, and everybody else better live up to my expectations. I have said it repeatedly that it disturbs me greatly that I hear the sin of pride in confession so rarely, because it affects all of us. And if we don't notice pride in our lives, how can we begin to conquer it? See the problem? Pride. It is at the source of so much of the strife in this world that the almighty me eclipses the place of God and neighbor in my heart. Pride is poison, and humility is the foundation of holiness. Humility enables us to have grateful hearts. Because of always thinking I'm entitled to have things my way, we're able to receive the gifts of God and rejoice in those gifts as signs of His love. Humility smooths our relations with one another. And that brings us to that other virtue of meekness. What does it mean to be meek? Well, first of all, it doesn't mean the same thing as low self-esteem. If someone mistreats me and I say, oh, well, I guess I deserve that. I'm not worthy of respect. That's not meekness. Nor is meekness complacency in the sight of injustice. Meekness does not mean that we tolerate things that are evil. We must always be committed to reforming and renewing the world around us by the grace of Christ. But meekness is something personal within my heart as I react to the brokenness of the world around me. I think of the great Italian missionary, Blessed Dominic Barberi. You probably haven't heard of him. But after the lifting of the penal laws against Catholics in England in the early 1800s, he would go around the countryside of England speaking about the true faith. And in his travels, people mocked him for his heavy accent. He didn't speak English very well. And at times, there was such a terrible prejudice against Catholics that even little children would walk alongside him and throw stones at him. And one time, one of those children had a better aim than the others, and the rock hit Father Dominic Barberi right on the forehead and gashed his forehead, and he began to bleed. And you and I would think we would shake a fist and scream at the children, maybe chase them down. He just simply felt the blood there. Then he stopped and he looked down and he found the rock that had done it. And he kissed the rock and put it in his pocket, grateful for the privilege of shedding his blood as a witness to Christ. That's meekness. That's like our blessed Savior in his passion. And meekness may rhyme with weakness, but to be meek is not to be weak. It takes great strength of character to be meek, Because you and I know when someone comes up to us and they are attacking us, it's natural that our adrenaline starts to pump and we want to fight right back. It takes great strength to contain ourselves, to not let ourselves be carried away by rage, to not seek an eye for an eye, but rather to do what Christ said, to love even our enemies. For even the pagans love their friends. Meekness is rarely spoken of, but it requires incredible self-mastery. To be meek means that we have conquered so much in our lives that would pull us one direction or another. And we have come so close to conformity with Christ when we can manifest that meekness. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. What would our homes look like if we are meek and humble? So much of the friction of family life, the tug of war of making decisions. What does it look like if all of a sudden we learn this lesson from Jesus to have hearts that are meek and humble? There is a beauty that awaits us. There is a peace that is to be found. If you and I bring meek and humble hearts into this broken world. For we all have that talent that we can take a bad situation and make it worse. And that's what happens when we get caught up in all of the agitation and we react the same way. But the Prince of Peace, who is our teacher, invites us to go a different way. Let us pray that we might learn from him to have meek and humble hearts, and then we will discover his yoke is easy and the burden light.